So I'm calling the Equal Opportunities Commission meeting of Thursday, July 11th to order. It is 5:11. Once again, welcome everyone. Oh, I got a mic.
Oh man. Give me a beat.
I gotta be serious now. Okay. So
right, Zach's got a question already.
Zach. Can you hear us?
Yeah, is there? That's why I raised my hand. I was just wondering if there's any way to get a mic closer to you. It's a little bit better now, but it started off.
Let's do a mic check. How's that?
That's better.
Okay. All right. Because we're blowing everyone out in the room here. Thanks, Zach. Thank you. Okay. So will you help me with attendance, please?
We'll go straight to attendance.
Well, no, please. Can you read the opening script?
I was going to share the mic. Good afternoon. Welcome to our hybrid meeting. We are going to cover a few basic items before beginning. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. To members and city staff, members, if you are able, please activate your video for purposes of quorum and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you are speaking. The chair and committee staff are responsible for muting and unmuting committee members. Members can rename themselves if they wish to add pronouns after your name. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all participants will be muted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do their best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand would take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will let you know when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the board, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. Please do not use your video. If you turn on your video, it will be shut off. Chair, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much. Angela, could you assist me with a roll call, please?
Benford?
Present.
Esparza? Ketchum.
Present.
Kleba.
Present.
Madden.
Here.
Martinez Rutherford. Rainey Moore. Rainey. Wallace.
Here.
Wahili.
Here. There. Present. All can right. You hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you, Alder. Williams.
Oh, okay.
And I see that cat. I see that cat is here. So we have quorum. Next up is my little script that I'd like to read in a virtual meeting like this. It is particularly important that we carefully follow Robert's rules of order. Therefore, please do not speak notice for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment will also have to raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter to bring to the attention of the chair, such as point of order or request for information, please use the raised hand function. Next up is approval of the minutes. I see a hand up. Kat.
Hi, everyone. I just wanted to make the folks who are in person aware that occasionally it seems that the audio will cut out for a few seconds, just kind of unexpectedly. So I just wanted to make you guys aware in case, for some reason, us joining virtually missed something.
Thank you, Kat. And that's great. Anybody that has problems hearing, just please raise your hand and we'll do better inside the room so you can hear us. So the next item is approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion? Motion by Linda and second by Bob. Unless there's any opposition, we'll move that amendment forward. Seeing none, the approval of the minutes will move forward. Next up is public comment. Do we have any registrants online for public comment?
No, we do not.
No, we don't. And we're waiting for members of the public for the listening session, so we can move on to disclosures and recusals. So any members of the body should make required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. I'm not seeing any. There's none. Moving on to new business. Agenda item number 2, requesting information, studies, and plans regarding the authorization of a local sales tax. Welcome, Alder Latimer Burris. I'm going to open up the floor to you, if you don't mind, Alder, to start us on this conversation. Alder, you're still muted.
Okay, I just unmuted myself. Thank you so much. Do you want me just to summarize what I was thinking? How do you want me to approach this?
Yes, Alder, any way to get us the information?
Okay, perfect. First of all, thank you for considering this, and thank you for having me. I wrote 2 sales tax resolutions once I started to dig down into the budget. Some people may not know that this, but we don't really get deep briefings on things, and so I've been spending a lot of time on our budget. I'm in no way an expert, but I will say that we have a long-term problem that has to be solved, that as I would think, consumers do not want us coming back over and over again. So the 2 sales tax resolutions are similar in part. You'll have to excuse me. I'm in the city hall doing this Zoom because I'm trying to attend 2 meetings at once. But the sales tax that you saw before was asking for information, exploring, and then this one goes a little bit further, a little more detail into the questions and looking at, you know, could we do regional transit authority? If you put them side by side, I don't have them in front of me. I wrote them, I submitted it, filed it, that's it. But they're not substantially the same. As far as objections, it will get objections to some of my colleagues. They'll say that it's not needed, it can't be done, it's illegal, which is true for us right now because the legislature has not authorized us to do a sales tax. So obviously we can't illegally collect a sales tax. So that will be some of the objections that this proposal, the sales tax 2.0, asking us just for information and to continue to educate us and see how we can be involved. They're going to say that it's the same already. And then the new objection, of course, will be that we are already working on it. Our lobbyists, our finance department, our executive office, which may be true. It's just that as the author and talking to other colleagues, I don't think that's been shared that they're working on it. So it's maybe something they can answer, in due time. We did pass the original sales tax. This is just a step further for us to get information as we as a council and you as representatives of the city will be responsible for getting us through this the situation, and people will expect us to be educated. So why? That brings me to the why. It's not political. I'm hoping that we can find a long-term solution, and this may be part of it. We're simply asking for information. How could we get council involved? What are the numbers? What's the process? So we can have a good understanding. I understand we are not Milwaukee, who was able to get a local sales tax. They had a much more dire situation. But as you look at our situation for the next 5 years, I think anybody would say that we are going to have to find some way to get through these issues. So I don't think it's all inclusive, but it's something that we can explore. So where we've been has been finance committee. We've been at the employee relations committee. We've been at transportation. I did not ask for it to go to all those committees. My colleague felt it was necessary to send them. I did want to come to EOC. Last time I was not able to do a presentation because it wasn't on your agenda. But I think it's important because the groups that you represent, which is, I think it's 90 protected classes. Don't quote me on that number. But there's a lot of protected classes. And a sales tax, a referendum, deferrals of building this or that, or financing this or that, cuts, sales tax, any solution or proposed solution is going to affect the groups that all of you fight so hard for every day. So that's why I always feel like the things that we do, if we're really going to do diversity, equity, and inclusion, and look through the lens of that, I think EOC is a great place to start. So I think I summarized everything in a nutshell. I can answer questions.
Thank you, Alder. Is there any questions for the Alder? It's like a talking stick, so we're going to pass the mic here.
Thank you, Alder. I was just wondering on the resolution, did you have a number that you were looking at in terms of a percentage for a sales tax, what could be implemented, and if there were estimates about the amount that could be generated in terms of revenue?
I think that they're in there, and I don't have it right in front of me, but a quarter sales tax, what would happen at a half cent sales tax? So this is not an authorization for a sales tax. It's an authorization that we can get information, that we can ask questions and receive them on the record, that we can look into things, that we can be in the know. When we do things in public, it becomes an issue of public engagement. Just like we did with the community budget meetings. So this is not a proposal that says we're going to do a sales tax. This is a proposal that says, not orders the city, but asks the city to tell us the steps that we would take to do a sales tax. What would these different numbers mean coming through finance? Director Smitty can give us formal numbers instead of it being what Amani or some other Alder says, and then also we're a roadmap. How would we do it if we were to get the council involved, as well as the executive office, as well as the whole city? How would we do it if we went through a sales tax? And then the most important question is, what would that look like for the everyday average citizen at a half cent sales tax or a quarter? I hope I answered your question.
Bob Clement here. We discussed the proposal for investigating a sales tax two or three commission meetings ago. And at that time, what we resolved to do was to request that, there were three things that we requested. I did not see that in the legislature, but one of which was an equity study on how the proposed sales tax would affect citizens of Madison. And I did have the opportunity to read the budget review that was included in the information that we received. The letter to from the city attorney to the Transportation Commission was not very helpful for our purposes, but the budget reviews were interesting, and I thought that there was no discussion really or evaluation of a sales tax in the budget review. However, there was a discussion about how fees impact the citizens of Madison, and this would be similar to a fee. And the budget review did say that that would be the most regressive revenue generation mechanism available. And in my personal opinion, I would not be in favor of a sales tax because for funding our budget shortfall, because it is regressive.
So may I answer that, Chair?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this is, again, not a supporting a sales tax, not supporting a sales tax. It's supporting getting information, getting it formally, having a discussion, getting reports back where we can ask more questions. As far as it being regressive, and I'm very careful to use that word because sometimes it will mean the exact opposite of what it does, is I think when they do look at it overall, and this is something we could get formally from the finance department, formally from the other departments that would be involved, is I think when they do look at it, that the sales tax in simple language is less taxing on people with lower incomes. Of course, people will want to conflate race with lower income. I will not be doing that, but certain categories like food, and I'm going off the top of my head here, I'm trying to think food and certain categories, housing would be tax exempt. And the ones that deeply impact people that are struggling to make ends meet are exempt or have been exempt in the past. Again, this is something that we're allowed to get this information. Everybody gets it on record. We don't have to be in a club to get the information. We don't have to be in the know to get the information. It's out there and would be presented to, I would expect that the report would be presented to all of council. So we're not at the step of even, is this regressive or not regressive, depending on how you see regressive. It's more of, you know, what would that look like? And I think that's perfectly acceptable to ask.
Are there any other questions? And just so you folks know, on the screen, people are coming in. So if you see me waving, I'm not trying to signal you or anything like that. I'm just trying to invite people in. So Alder, first I'll ask again, are there any other questions from commission members? And folks that just walked in, we're talking about requesting information, studies, and plans regarding the authorization of a local sales tax. And we have Alder Amani Latimer Burris on the line that sent that to us. So that's, go ahead, Byron, let me pass the talking stick.
Now, military, what is the timeline that you're looking to do this?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would like to, you know, do it right away. I introduced the first one, don't quote me on the date, I think it was in February, March, it passed. And then this one, I was hoping to have in time for us to go, you know, when we really start going to budget deliberations as, you know, not only just as a as a potential future, because if it did, you know, if it was like perfect scenario, everybody agreed it was, you know, not regressive, or, you know, it was not taxing, if that's the way that you define regressive, and everybody agreed, you know, and the legislature was like, oh, yes, go ahead. You know, it would probably take from a year to 2 years to go through this process. I understand that Milwaukee process went a year. I was in touch with some of the people that were part of that, and that was very intensive. They spent a year, campaigning. So I wish that the timeline was, I wish we had more time on the budget. We don't. We're going to be starting as early as next meeting, which is on Tuesday. We're going to potentially do something. I understand it's called a special session in August, because I understand that there's a certain date. I thought it was August 6th, but it could be August 20th that it needs a referendum. We're going to do a referendum. In other words, we're going to ask for the taxpayers to cough up additional money. We have to do it either by August 6th or August 20th. I don't have those dates in front of me, so I apologize. Nonetheless, we need to continue to work through this. I wish, as an alder, with all the things that we, I think all 20 of us have learned in the community informational sessions, which we demanded, Common Council demanded, I wish we had a whole nother year to get down and dirty on things, because there's so many different perspectives in the city, and it depends on where you are in life as to how a solution impacts you or not. So I wish we had more time to engage, but we don't. And I understand that it's a priority to get the referendum done. I'm not going to say at all costs, but I'll call it near. But we also got to start looking at the future and continue to look at this future. So,
thank you, Alder. Is there any other questions for the Alder? If not, Alder, I just had one. I wanted to piggyback on Byron's question around the timeline. And first, I want to make a quick comment. Thank you. Thank you for sending this to us. And I have to concede that I didn't follow this at the Finance Committee. What was the vote at Finance for? And once again, I understand this is just exploring, getting more information.
Yeah. It got tabled. I anticipated that it was going to get tabled. How do I say this delicately? We're not all in the same consensus of what the solution should be. And we can, if we're not careful, we can get just in like political groups, like, you know, where we stick together and we do these things over here. It doesn't make sense to me that it would be tabled or nobody would support exploring it. Nonetheless, I have to ask. And actually, just piggybacking on your question, the first sales tax resolution, actually both of these, but the first one in particular, I wrote it, and then I sent it over to Finance Director Smiddicky, and we had a discussion on it, and he explained some of the terminology that I'm using can cause problems with the market. Again, learning things about that we don't know as city council members when we're doing stuff. And he helped me rewrite it so it's appropriately termed. It doesn't cause any financial duress. And when it went to city council, I think it passed, I'm going to say 11-9, something like that. I mean, there was a slow, I don't know if it's a slowdown. I shouldn't say that. I'm going to change that. I'm going to change my point of view and say maybe some colleagues feel like this is the way to go, period, and they don't want to look at it. Or maybe they know something that I don't know, that it's already being considered, that it's already, you know, in the works. If so, you would think that I would know about it, or somebody would have reached out about it. So then if that did not happen, then that's another issue. Because for me, it's just, I'm very dead serious about trying to find or propose some kind of solution. And I know from being in politics and in government, it takes a long time for things to come to fruition.
Thank you, Alder. One last question. So if you referred it to us, when does it go to Common Council next?
So all of the different opinions goes to Common Council on 7/16. So that's next week on Tuesday. And again, it's not hardcore. We're doing a sales tax. It's like we're looking at the possibility of doing a sales tax and what would that look like and what would that mean? That's what you're supporting. And again, for me, it's not political. It's about the people.
Thank you, Alder. What's your hopes that we will do tonight?
I hope you will support it. I hope you would support it, just, you know, accepting the report and supporting exploring the process is really, that's it.
Thanks again, Alder. Any other questions for you, Alder? Seeing none. Is there...
Now, can I ask one question? I'm sorry, let me raise my hand.
Go ahead, Father.
I don't know if I need to stay for the discussion. I'm trying to hit planning committee, talking about notices so the citizens get noticed properly. And then I got to head over to the library. So I don't know if you need me to stay for discussion or...
Father, I'll just make a quick comment. Once again, and I have to concede that I hadn't followed this when it, you know, as a former alder, I tried to keep on top of all of these things, but I didn't. And it might be a big assumption on my part, but maybe the commission's not ready to have this conversation. I was not at the last executive committee, I wasn't sure if the PowerPoint was presented at that stage or at that meeting, but I see some heads shaking. So maybe what we could do is we could bring this back to, I get the whole budget process, but if folks aren't ready to make a decision on this tonight, we can refer it to our next meeting and then folks could dive into that PowerPoint. And unless I get a motion now, I see Bob has his hand. I'm passing the talking stick.
We did discuss this two or three meetings ago, and I feel that it would be appropriate to forward our decisions at that meeting to this Legistar item. And I don't know where staff is for that, if that has been somewhere, but I'd be happy to help to find that information.
So what it sounds like, go ahead, Alder Wahili.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Alder Amani. I agree with Bob that we did have discussions sometimes back, and I think, you know, Alder Latimer Burris had really worked hard on this, and if we refer, then it's going to miss the timeline.
Alder, you muted yourself.
Oh, sorry. I said, you know, Alder Latimer Burris really worked hard on this resolution, and if it has to come before the council for next week, then it will miss our input for that matter. So I think I agree with Bob. We did discuss sometimes back, and I think we should be able to make a decision one way or the other. And I hope you will support it.
Thank you, Alder. Linda.
I'm just wondering on the protocol, because we announced that we were going to have a listening session at 5:30. We have members of the public here. I'm wondering if we can pause the further discussion on this item, have our listening session, and come back to this discussion after the meeting, so that, because I have a sense that this discussion could go on for a while, and I really want to respect the members of the community who came out tonight. If that's that's acceptable.
You can make a quick motion.
I'll make a quick motion that we pause the conversation on this agenda item, have our listening session, and then come back to the discussion on this item.
Is there a second?
Second.
Does anyone want to oppose to that?
So the motion was is that we table it and come back to it after the listening session, since we have members of the public in attendance. Bob, are you opposed?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll have to take a vote. All in favor? And folks on the screen, make sure you raise your hand or not. So I see, and this is just folks on the commission. Yes, voting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, those opposed? Seeing none, that motion passes, we'll table it and come back. So Alder, answer your question, I understand 2 or 3 Zoom meetings at once. You could come back and we'll have that conversation after we hear from the folks that have come tonight. Okay, great. So with that, Chelsea, I'm sorry.
There is a point of order.
First, we're going to take the point of order.
It's not obvious to me that the new business, that the agenda item requests a vote. Particular item. So I don't know that it would be appropriate for us to vote something.
As far as agenda item.
Well, whether we approve, we don't know what exactly we're approving, that the information provided was not, I don't think it's actually clearly.
So how about this, when we come back to it, bring that point up again. Okay, so moving on to discussion item number 3, community listening meeting.
Zach and Chelsea.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I got my foot on the gas here. Zach, go ahead.
I just wanted to say, for those of us who are virtual, I don't know if there's a mobile mic or something, but if folks can use that when they're speaking, otherwise it's really hard for us to hear online.
Okay. Thanks, Zach. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me okay now, because I'll do a better job in repeating questions and commentary for you folks online. Okay, great. So next up, community listening meetings. And once again, I want to thank everybody for coming. I know that it's a warm night and there's a million other things that you could be doing.
I want to turn off the recording for the listening.
Oh, sure. We're going to turn off the recording now.
Oh, great. End the meeting.
Oh, okay. I'm a little confused if we end the meeting and then we come back in the
session. It's a town meeting. They go forever. There's something going on.
Thank you. It looks like everybody's present. So I'd like to ask the commissioners if they could come back so we can finish up this meeting.
You lost one, but you have 7.
We have 7, but we have a couple commissioners out of the room. If folks don't come back together, I'm going to entertain a motion for adjournment. We're not going to stay here all night.
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We can the minute there's no floor on the Okay, folks on screen, I'm going to tell you there's people that are gathering up their stuff to go. I want to be respectful of everybody's time. If we don't have all the commissioners back in a few minutes, we're going to adjourn. All right, it looks like we have enough folks for quorum. So we're going to go back to agenda item number 2. And we had the presentation from Alder Latimer Burris. Now we're open for discussion. Does anyone want to start this?
So, this is Sheree Wallace. I move that we do not go serve it and vote in as the.
I'm having a hard time hearing because of all the noise in the room.
But the folks in the room, can you please either go out the hall, cookie, so we can finish our meeting, please?
Okay, I want to make the, I don't know if I can make a motion to say that we should not serve the, move this forward. For the simple fact, from the conversation we heard from people with the residents about people with disabilities, older people, they already can't afford to live. And to even think about an increase in tax right now is going to further damage the residents that struggle, older people that worked all their life. We just heard them say that they can't even afford their apartment. They can't afford to buy food. This is not the time to be looking about to increase taxes. That's it for me.
I guess I'm going to go back to my previous comment about whether a vote on this was properly noticed, and we can certainly say something, but I didn't come to a meeting tonight expecting to provide a recommendation to Common Council about whether the city should pursue this proposal. What I saw was a review of information. That was it.
Would there be a motion that postpone it in order?
I
didn't see that.
I'm not going to make a motion to refer because I'm not sure that we were asked to do anything tonight other than review the information. However, I will ask that what we recommended previously, and that would have been in April, maybe it was May, that we provide the list of recommendations to the Legistar item. And I thought that we had already done that.
Did folks hear that on the screen? I see some head shaking and off and on. So the question, and I'm paraphrasing what Bob said, and please correct me, but when we received the information, I think we were unclear what the action items would be, and we looked at it thinking that we just reviewed the information that was sent to us. I don't know if we thought that we were voting yay or nay tonight. And Alder, I believe that's why there was a couple questions about the timeline, that if we did refer it, where commission members had enough time to review the information, that we could still weigh in. And that second part was my question. Does anyone else have any? Alder, your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so it's just a push to get reviewing the possibilities of doing a sales tax, that you're supportive of that. And with the EOC, of course, there's things that you look at, and for example, one gentleman said, you want to put the equity step in there if they're going to do an evaluation of a sales tax. So it's, again, it's exploratory, just supporting, exploring it, getting a report back, asking, good questions, and then further questions. Because I think one of the things that happens is the public is going to be a little bit confused, because they're going to think that they have no taxes if we don't do a sales tax. For example, if we do a referendum, which affects the property tax, and, just looking at, what I'm reading about between the school board and the city, the average home going up $1,300. Well, a landlord is going to tack on that and raise people's rent. So one way or another, whether you're renting or you are owning, you are going to end up paying for the shortage that the city has. This is not the discussion now, but they have found that what happens with sales tax is it's spread out amongst the people that live there and also the visitors. And there's certain categories that are exempt. And so this would give us an opportunity to really, dive into the truth and go from there, rather than having people making assumptions about that they perhaps can't afford something. When the rent goes up, they're surely not going to be able to afford that. I hope that answers your question. It was two parts.
Yeah, so Alder, just to follow up with my question, then I think what I'm hearing you say is that this isn't necessarily something we have to vote yes, we support sales tax, or no, we hate them. What I hear you're saying is you're asking, can there be a formal mechanism to explore what it might look like with all the implications, both good and bad, that down the road this body would certainly would want to weigh in if there was that type of information that was put together. So for our purposes tonight, I think it's clear that you're not asking for us to endorse sales tax or not. You're just asking for us to have the city mechanism explore it. Because I know,
yes,
it's really multi-layer, right? We have, yes, legislation consideration.
Yeah, that's critical.
Okay. So
yes, could I just back in on that?
Ahead,
that's absolutely critical, because we'd have the information. Just like we're having it, we'll get some information. What's a referendum like? What does that mean? What do cuts look like? That, what does that mean? What is sales tax? What is, fees? The municipal fees that you find on your city bill. We might add some there. So it's just a possible solution, and that would actually give the public the information they needed to do a comparative to say, okay, looks like if we're going to have this problem, we're going to run out of money. We want these different services. Looks to me like this one might work the best for my household, instead of it being just given to us like spoon-fed information, like you know, which can get very, you know, depending on, it can get like what individuals like instead of what's best for overall the facts and staying with the facts. So we don't know this information. If you ask all 20 of us alders who are making the decisions for the entire city, if we know why or why not a sales tax works or what it's all involved in, there's no way you're gonna get 20 of us that can say we do. I'm learning as we go along, so I'm asking for the information formally.
Gotcha. Thank you, Alder. So with that, is there further discussion? Passing it to Bob.
I move that we provide the review that we made in March 14th, to the Common Council.
So Bob had motioned that we send the review that we made March 14th to the Common Council. And this is our past review of this information.
Did you send it out? That review? I know there.
Okay, and that was second by Linda. And discussion, Araceli?
Was just that, can I see it before we, can we all see it before we turn it in?
So the question was, can we all see it before we send it to the county council?
Well, I said in March. I mean, I know what I'm saying, what I would even have questions here, but I don't want to go that far. If we already really looked at the, and it sounds like we did. Did you say no?
I don't remember exactly what was said, but we had the same discussion points that we're having right now, which is I believe the commission wanted to see the project move forward, but that it be done with a very comprehensive review of equity for the citizens of Madison.
So, for those that maybe didn't hear that, Bob provided some clarification that as it moves forward at some point, we would like to see an equity analysis. And so we have a motion and it's second. If there's no more discussion, I'd like to vote on this motion. We just lost quorum.
Still
well, there, yeah. You're there. You're spreading.
We just want to find that legislation.
Oh,
okay. Okay. Oh,
it's 82079.
82079.
There you go. And there's nothing on
that. Okay. Those are in favor. I'll read the motion if anyone needs it. Otherwise, those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I can't see the screen.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Those in favor, once again, signify by saying aye. I see a couple of hands raised. Okay. Virtual and real. It looks, anybody opposed? We have one person opposed. That motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, Alder. All right, next up is adjournment. Do we have a motion for adjournment? Motion by Sheree, second by staff, second by Bob.
Oh, okay.
Seeing no opposition, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you guys.
Have a great time.
Wait a minute. Stop recording.